This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are headlines from some of the stories we're following here today at NPR News. Senator Barack Obama, the presumptive Democratic nominee, has said he will never question others' patriotism during the presidential race and blames his own carelessness for the criticism against him. And the Iraqi government has opened international bidding for 8 giant oil and gas fields in the country. The bidding paves the way for major investments in one of the world's largest sources of oil. Details on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered. And tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, the Army's new report on what happened after the fall of Baghdad is candid, critical, and it names names. We'll talk about it tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. Right now, it's time for the opinion page. 3 years since the summer of Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans has yet to recover. In some parts of the city, it looks as if the cleanup hasn't even begun. Many of those who fled never returned. Critics say corruption, incompetence, and indifference continue to plague Reconstruction. And today on the opinion page, an angry CD from musician, singer, songwriter, and New Orleans native, Dr. John.
Been blown down to New Orleans on the winds of despair, where music and laughter once filled air. Felt a grave-digging ghost, politician staff in the city they never forgot.
The title track from Dr. John's new CD, The City That Care Forgot. He joins us in a moment. What lessons should we learn from New Orleans? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Dr. John joins us from NPR's Bureau in New York, and it's nice to have you today on Talk of the Nation.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, for the most part, over your long career, you've not been especially political or topical. What made you decide to do this record?
Well, with all of the corruption and everything that's gone down since Katrina, I just couldn't live with myself if I didn't make this record. It's like what happened in New Orleans could happen anywhere, and it's gross negligence from the federal level, the state level, and the city level. And I'm very angry at all of them. The people have been let down. There's people that are scattered and splattered all over the United States from New Orleans that have no way to get back, no way to go back to. And they keep saying about the amount of people that are back in New Orleans. Well, very few of those people are from New Orleans that are back there. I'm very angry about the amount of work that has been given to people that are being brought in from South America, Central America, and Mexico, where people in New Orleans need a job. And that was mentioned just a little while ago on NPR radio about the fact that people don't have jobs or tax benefits or anything. Well, I feel like people in New Orleans are being treated like no class taxpaying citizens, and it's an insult.
An insult. You said it could happen anywhere. And
yes, it could.
A lot of people say it's happening right now in the Midwest.
Well, I agree with you, and it's could be shades of things to come.
Could be shades of things to come. Were you surprised? You weren't in New Orleans when Katrina hit, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was on the road, and it's pretty much where I live. I have to make a living. I'm not one of the rich and wealthy of this world.
And rich and wealthy. What did you see the first time you went back to your hometown?
Well, I saw destruction on an order of, it looked like in the Ninth Ward, 3 hydrogen bombs were dropped out there. I couldn't even find where friends and family lived, much less. And if you go out there today, it's still nothing much has happened. And it's that's just one area. There's areas all over the city of New Orleans that are just still a mess. It's all of the promises, lies that were told from the president to the governors and mayor, all of their lies do not make me feel good.
One of the lines in your song is the road to the White House is paved with lies.
Well, that's a song that Willie Nelson and Bobby Charles wrote quite a few years ago on another election, but it held true then, and it's not holding any less true now.
Bobby Charles, a friend of yours, I gather, but also somebody, he wrote the famous song, "The Walkin' to New Orleans," among many others.
Yes, he did.
And ended up writing a lot of the songs with you by cell phone, as I understand it?
Yes, we did. And it's sad to me that he's right now, the guy that wrote "Walkin' to New Orleans," is living in a trailer, even though he owns his own trailer, and it's not a FEMA trailer. Which I'm very disgusted with the word FEMA. I'm disgusted with all of the outshoot of the organizations that came out of FEMA.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. Our guest is Dr. John, and his new album is The City That Care Forgot, obviously about his hometown of New Orleans. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us. What lessons should we learn from New Orleans? Or email us, talk@npr.org. And Tony is with us from Martinez in California.
Hi, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
I just wanted to say that I think oftentimes when tragedies hit around the world and, you know, in other countries and things like that, people have a tendency to forget because these places are so far away and we lose media coverage because it's not in our neighborhood. But New Orleans is in our neighborhood, and anybody, I think that maybe a lot of the people in this country have not visited New Orleans, because anyone who has visited New Orleans even one time just feels like it's home. And, you know, I think that people need to remember, even media coverage and politicians, everybody, even charitable organizations alike, need to remember that New Orleans is here. It is home. It's in our neighborhood. And thank you. I'll take my comments off the air.
All right, Tony. Thanks very much. And Dr. John, remind us why New Orleans is important.
Well, I mean, we are the only city that ever gave the world an ambassador, Louis Armstrong. I'm very proud to say he's from my neighborhood in New Orleans, and we've given people jazz. It's the one thing that's respected around the world. I mean, I'll be frank, there were so many things I've learned since the storms of Katrina and Rita that... It's like the article in Fortune magazine that said, where did all the money go? The $80 billion that was stolen from money sent all over the world. Well, where did the money go? And it's a common syndrome that's way too common to the people of New Orleans that have been ripped off on local levels, state levels. For 60 years, we've needed dikes and levees in the Gulf of Mexico. The state won't okay it because of foolishness, that's corruption by the oil companies of being in people's pockets. And it's that simple, that everybody is connected to money, and big companies have corrupted everybody to the point of ridiculousness. It's no time for that down there. This is no time for this anywhere in this country. I feel like something is drastically wrong where we are being lied to on the levels we are.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Gary. Gary with us from Texas.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gary.
You know, I've ridden out a couple of three hurricanes in the state of Texas, and nothing ever returns to what it was. It is a shame that the politicians in Louisiana are relatively corrupt, and it's a sin that the money that is headed that direction, some of it has been diverted from those things that should be done in the public interest. And, you know, as one of the guys that pays that money, it kind of burns my bottom that my money, my tax money that's gone to New Orleans, hasn't necessarily gone to help New Orleans. The other side of the coin is that, you know, if you live 9 feet below sea level, then when a hurricane comes, it's going to be bad. And part of that is, gee whiz, people made that decision to live there, just like I made decisions to live on the Gulf Coast, and I took whacks in Beulah, and I took whacks in Allen, and that it is what it is.
Dr. John?
Well, to be quite frank, if your wetlands and our wetlands in Louisiana have protected you traditionally, in Texas, in Mississippi, parts of Alabama, had been disappearing over 60 years, and no one did anything to help this situation, watching it disappear at hundreds of miles of coastline, If the state of Texas disappeared hundreds of miles a year, the way it has in Louisiana, someone might have said something or did something. But not in Louisiana, and this has not been just from the state of Louisiana corruption. It has not just been, it's been federal, state, and city corruption all the way down the line. Everybody's involved because it's cheaper for the oil companies to dig for oil offshore as the three-mile limit changes and moves in. That's my answer.
But don't you think that the Louisiana coastline is shrinking because it's no longer being replenished by sediments out of the Mississippi River?
Well, it's also being destroyed by a lot of chemicals coming down the Mississippi River at an alarming rate. A lot of the things from the corn gasoline invention that has been killing tons of life in the Gulf of Mexico is just a minute thing. But then it's been 60 years or more that the wetlands have been disappearing down there. Nothing has been done. And all they need is dikes and levees in the Gulf of Mexico. I find it's disgusting that the state of Louisiana politicians have not done that.
Gary, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
And I'll sure give you that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Dr. John with us on the opinion page today. His latest CD is called The City That Care Forgot. You can find a link to his website and hear more tunes from his album on our website at npr.org/talkofthenation. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. One of the songs from the Dr. John CD talks about the victims of Hurricane Katrina. This is called My People Need a Second Line. Let's listen.
Second line for the ones that did all that die, and I can hear their spirits cry. They want a second line. My people need a second line for all their families they might never find. The old and the young lost down the line. My people need a second line.
And Dr. John, for those of us not from New Orleans, what's a second line?
Well, this is the way we respect people when they pass away in New Orleans. We try to celebrate their lives and all of the good things we can remember about the people. We don't try not to get sad and be like morose or something about the people's passing. We would try to remember all the good things of their lives.
So this would be like a wake of sorts, but a little cheerier maybe than the standard Irish wake.
Well, it's actually the second line came out of the New Orleans jazz bands playing for Irish wakes.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, then let me leave it there. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. And let's go to Benjamin. Benjamin with us from Girard in Illinois.
Hey, Dr. John. I love you, brother.
Well, thank you.
I love the city of New Orleans as well, even though I'm from central Illinois. It's my favorite American city to visit. But I was wondering if, Dr. John, you felt like there was portions of New Orleans or the area that should not be rehabilitated or repopulated, considering the likelihood of this occurring again. And I was just wondering what your opinion was on that.
I think hurricane season starts again officially tomorrow. But anyway, go ahead, Dr. John.
Well, as not much has been done in a lot of ways to do anything that really could make any long-run changes, is a lot of areas that with another hurricane or two will go. And it's a pathetic state of events that things will... I've talked to elderly people that are just dreading the fact that when another hurricane hits some areas of South Louisiana. And it all leads to New Orleans and past there whenever the worst may happen. But it's been really neglect, and it's shameful. They could have built dikes and levees. Excuse me.
I was just curious, too. Do you think that like volatile nature of the geography of New Orleans, it being such a crossroads on so many levels, is part of the magic of the place, and it's danger and excitement?
Well, I think basically you say you go down there, so you must know that the people are loving people, and we give of ourselves as much as possible to anybody. We care about that people have a good time in New Orleans, but it has sides of New Orleans that look. You can't live in a city the way you know the amount of threats you're under because of corruption, that, and think about it 24/7 without flipping out. I'm guilty of not thinking about it as much as anybody else. When it happened, the possibility of it always comes into view again, but it's just sad.
Benjamin, thanks very much for the phone call.
Le bon temps roule.
Vive la bonne foi.
And Dr. John, thank you very much for being with us on the Opinion Page today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Dr. John's latest CD is called The City That Care Forgot. Again, you can find a link to his website and hear more tunes from that album on our website at npr.org/talkofthenation. And Dr. John was with us today from NPR's Bureau in New York. On the way out, we'll listen to his song, Time for a Change. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Stop the money made at the cost of life. If you see what I'm saying, time for a change.